Can you say? Okay. She was next to Zechon Nishmas Delino Shaina Bas Shua Falak. Okay. Where yesterday we talked about the Shitas of Mishayakir. So it's interesting that in Shulchan Aruch on page 18 it says the Siman Lamed Man Hanochasum Baboke Mishiras Chaveru Rogeli Moksas Bricha Garba Mosiyakirenu. Of Mishayakir. And then in Halacha Beis it says also Aniach Tefillin Belayla. Shemish Kachem V'Yishem Behem. Because we, the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, that Laila's Man Tefillin. Laila is really Man Tefillin. It's just that we don't do it because we're afraid to fall asleep in the Tefillin, and then once you're asleep, you won't, you know, it won't be recovered. If, you know, you might pass air and something like that. So also Laniach Tefillin Belayla Shemish Kachem V'Yishem Behem. And then once you Yishun Behem, Shem Be'yapiach Behem. Oh. So, but then in the Shulchan Aruch says, in page 19, and Halacha Hey says Yesh Mishom Hashem is Paul Tzulat Arvis Mibod Yom Hachalon Niach Tfilin Eilu Lanich Macharkach. Right, that once you daven Marv, even if you daven Marv early, then you shouldn't put on Tfilin anymore, because Keilu you made it Laila. So it's sort of like a Tarki Sasri. Seems possible that we're going to match a lot in the tefillin. What do you think? That's what it sounds like. Yeah, he said you shouldn't. That's what it's matched with. That's the Mechokis, the Pre-Megadim. The Pre-Megadim and the Briskirov. The Pre-Megadim says the mitzvah to put on every day, and the Briskirov said no, it's not a daily mitzvah. Well, we assume like the Prima Gadim. So we assume, the Brisker Rav assumed that since Lila's Matzilla Meeker didn't, so it's no. That's why the Brisker Rav said, hey, you were sick one day and you didn't put on tefillin, so the next day put on tefillin for the amount of time you would have put on tefillin the day before, plus today. Because it's not a daily thing. That's the famous sheet of the Brisker Rav. No, tefillin and Shabbos is a different thing. No, the requirement is to put it on your whole life. From the second your bar mitzvah till the rest of your life, you should have tefillin. That's the derisa. Except Shabbos. Yeah. Except to go to the bathroom or Shabbos and Yom Tov and Kol Moed. No. No, no. No. Is it, you put it tefillin, keep it on. That's the risk of Shita. That once you're bar mitzvah, you keep filling on the rest of your life. Except when you sleep, you drop, you know, you don't put it on. But it's one continuous mitzvah. It's not like other mitzvahs we have, like Kriyashma. Today's Kriyashma, and then the Zman is over. And then tomorrow we have a new Chiyuv Kriyashma. But it's not the same with tefillin. Tefillin is one continuum from the day you're bar mitzvah till the day, you know, of May of Esther. Well, I don't know if he was knowing like that, but that's the chiv. That's the maybe he was, you know, If you didn't have gufnaki, you seem like a gufnush or something like that. But the chiyuv, whereas the Prima Gadol says it's a daily mitzvah. It's a daily mitzvah. Every day you put on tefillin, it's a daily mitzvah. Say again.
How can the Shulchan Aruch hold that it would be a daily mitzvah? Theoretically, always with man, but we have like issues with falling asleep, that's why we don't wear it at night.
Right. So what's the question?
So the Shulchan Aruch hold that it's continuous. Like, when would we start the peak?
Right. So, yeah, so that... But maybe the question is maybe midrabbanan there's a chiyuv to do it. As we assume that it's better to put on tefillin 5 minutes every day for 5 minutes than just to put it on Sunday for 5 hours. The Brisker Rav would say no, putting it on Sunday for 5 hours is better than putting on tefillin every day for 5 minutes. He would say no. Well, everyone agrees that, but maybe there's also a... I thought the pshat is, I'll tell you what I thought, that the pshat, according to the Prima Gadim, is that since a person has to sleep, he can't stay up forever, so part of the Chovas Tefillin is every cycle of... is a new Chovas Tefillin. So that's Mechayiv in a new Chiv.
Yeah,
the normal thing is you're up and you're wearing tefillin the whole day and then you go to sleep. And that creates a new chiyuv. So as the Brisker Rav saying, there's no new chiyuv. It's one chiyuv that exists from the day you're bar mitzvah to the rest of your life. Whereas I think the Prima Gadol will assume that since that a person goes to sleep, that's part of the normal, you know, being of a human being, so then it regenerates itself.
So why would the first draft say you would have to do it for like 5 hours later in the week, or on Sunday? Meaning it's one continuous thing that goes throughout your
day. No, so really, but I'm saying, say you had a choice. Which is better? In other words, obviously the best is to always be wearing tefillin, but it's saying, what if you had a choice of putting on tefillin? You could only get tefillin either for 4 hours, 5 hours on a Sunday, or once a week, once a day for 5 minutes. What should you choose? So we normally would say, I'd rather have it for once a day for 5 minutes. And the Brisker Rav would say, no, it's better to have it for 5 hours on Sunday. Rescue Rav says the chiv is a lifelong chiv, so the more minutes you put it on, the better it is. Whereas the Prima Gadim is saying it's a daily chiv.
We never say that about the stuff.
Well,
we always say it's better to do things
like... No, the answer is because most mitzvahs, the mitzvah comes and then the mitzvah goes. Like Kriya Shema. You say Kriya Shema today and then the Zman is over. So tomorrow you're going to get a new chiv. But by tefillin, the chiyuv never stops. It never stops. Okay, let's look now in the Igros Moshe. He has a tshuva here on page 20. He says this tshuva was written in Russian, Muban. He wrote this tshuva. This is an old tshuva. He goes to work the whole day. And when he's going to work, especially in Russia, he's not going to can't wear tefillin during work. So the question is, will we let him wear tefillin at night before Lotashach? We said, maybe that's you know, is the chachila, maybe alos, you have to wait at least till alos, maybe to the Yevet or the Rabbanon, etc. But he is asking to put on tefillin even at night. It was hanochel aniyah night, you should tzorach aniyah. So he says, yeah, you have to put on tefillin. Say, in other words, you have to leave for work.
It's still night,
and then you're going to work through the whole day, and you're going to have a free moment. So Moshe says he should wear tefillin at night. I know, one second. Because really, Lila's month tefillin. It's just that we're afraid you're going to go to sleep. But if you woke up now for the day, there's no chashash that you're going to fall asleep in the tefillin, but then you should wear it.
Wow.
And the Aveda Peretz says you can even make a bracha on the tefillin for Laila. So the Gisim of Menachas of Lam Rav, so the Gisim of Rav Yishonim. Kosher v'niach tefillin b'leke tzlag zeh v'shal lo l'aniach tefillin for Laila. El she'ein mokrim k'ein. V'azor is yochol l'aniach l'chatchila. K'v'isa k'nimuk yosef. V'chein yochol l'omar v'tzivani. Yes, Chacham Shomer, and Mibroch Barach Shasu will call to Moshe Shofar the Lulav of Hocha Ein Kan Isu Mamish. Okay, all the day Shalech Chashash Sheinik Rakam Yishno. So Yesh Lahorot Lo Baonat Kazeh Sheif Shalom Lanich Biyom Shigam Yivarch. Wow. So he says you can even make a bracha. Afshav Gemara, Yisus Shemuvarach Hakakas Shegiz Manam. Afshul Chanoch Pasukim Afshul Shulchan Zor the Laila's Man Tefillin. Midraisu Shzov the Lanich Lachatchila the Laila Asu Midrabbanan. The Gemara's Chashav Losal Tefillin because Yisus gets the Mishnah. Avam Rabbeinu Pesov the Lekach Al Issa Af Lanich Lachatchila El Ein Morin Kain. There's no Issa. We don't do this. Okay, gam mevarach. Okay, nafsh mamash kum zeh shiyachol varach achachish masos ka shulchanach vabum de didon. So is so lo yu lo hatfil na achachach. Whereas if you're going to be putting on, you're davening in an early minyan, and then you're going to have your tefillin on when it's a light also, then wait till it gets light. For you to make a bracha, but if you're only going to put it on at night, and then you're going to take it off while it's still night, he says, you make a bracha. In other words, he's not mechuyev to say I'm going to quit my job because according to this job I can't put on tefillin in the daytime, so I shouldn't. So you're not mechuyev to quit your job because to a mitzvah essay, you're not mechuyev to give more than a fifth of your assets, chumash. So if you lose your job, that's like giving up a fifth of your, you're giving up more than a fifth. So b'meila, you can't, you're not mechuyev to lose your job. To do a mitzvah essay. Koshkim lose the zush. Yevshel lahasig avod acheres. Kol hu biyadim lo yidnu lo. And he's saying the Medina zush. He's referring to Russia. He's not referring to America. He says, you know, you got a job. You got to hold on to it because who knows if you'll get another job. So if you can say, oh, I'm going to quit my job because I won't be able to put on tefillin, so you don't have to do that. So what do? You put on tefillin at night when you wake up. For the day, now you're waking up. It's still dark outside. It's before alos, and then you're gonna take this filling off before alos. You make a bracha. Because if you don't make a bracha, then you're going to stop putting it on. You know, also the Zuzuli, that's, I mean, Klepfisch once told me from Rav Soloveitchik that he felt that that's where you see what happened on the Sukkah and Shmini Atzeres, that we don't make a bracha, and then people mazalza, and they stop sitting in the Sukkah and Shmini Atzeres. So you see how the words of Chachamim are true. Once you stop not making a bracha, then you're going to stop doing the whole thing. And Haraya, that's what Rav Soloveitchik said. So the same thing he says here, over here, Rav Moshe. If we'll tell him, just, you know, chumra, put on tefillin, but don't make a bracha, because maybe you can't make a bracha in the middle of the night. So he says, no, you got to make a bracha. Kilaniach below bracha lo yovin ish she'edo tamachachem. A person that's not a tamachachem is not going to understand that. And then he's going to say, I'm not making bracha, it's not the real deal anyway. So then he'll just stop putting on tefillin. V'yavo l'hakel u'zalzel b'hanachosam ach tamachachem yosu tov she'anich below bracha. But a tamachachem maybe shouldn't, because the tamachachem will realize that it's the suffix, and therefore maybe you shouldn't make a bracha. But Amoritz will say, I'm not making bracha, the whole thing's not... The Talmud Chacham realizes, no, you're doing the mitzvah, you're not making bracha. So the Talmud Chacham maybe shouldn't make a bracha. The Maharet should make a bracha. He says, the other things, you'll have to somehow get it in while you're working, and you, whatever, and you'll make... that is no heter to, you know... to say that Kriya Shema and Daven Tefillah at night for Shacharis, you know, that's not heter. But the way it's filling, he says you could. But certainly, you see, the fact that Mishiyakir, and then we say you can really put a filling on from Alosa Shachar B'diavad, so that's already on the books. But Rav Moshe's case is, Rav Moshe takes it a step further. You can even, if you need to, you can put the filling on at night, even though you're going to take it off.
It's as long as it's beyond the time of attack. The story I've heard now, Rabbi Yashper attacked for Moshe on his children, and Moshe told him it only applies to Soli Dilani.
Okay, but...
And that, we know that it's not all the people want to go at night.
Yeah, so, I don't know.
I don't think the Shank is the tower of the Soli
Dilani. Very, yeah. Very exciting. Yeah.
So this Rav Moshe is taking the halacha of Rav Chaim Brisker. That's the mitzvah of filling is the whole life, basically. So the fact that you put it on night and the night,
no.
No,
because he's just saying. No, in other words, we paskin Lila's not filling. So the question is: so the Brisker Rav, not Rav Chaim, but Brisker Rav said, "This is in fact this was the Brisker Rav." So the Chorah is right. It makes a lot of sense. That because this filling never ends. It's not like Kriya Shema. Today's Kriya Shema ended already. So tomorrow we'll have another Kriya Shema Shabbat. But filling never ends. Because the Kriya Shema day came tonight. It's only the Drabon, you don't fill a night. So I thought that, maybe the word is that it does end. Because every normal human being goes to sleep at night. So the Torah was given the mitzvah in the normal form of a person's life. The normal form of a person's life is he wakes up and then he goes to sleep. He wakes up and then he goes to sleep. Normal people do that. So therefore, according to Raisi, you can't put on a film when you're sleeping. So I was once filled to put on film when you're awake at night. And it was only Midrabana who were afraid you'll fall asleep with the film. Oh, so why did they make Mishiyakim? Maybe it was a Hakaka, maybe it was, something like that. But it was just because Lai was not filled doesn't mean that the brisker rav has to be right. The prima donna could be right. And that means that it's a separate mitzvah, because what stops the filling from the whole filling from yesterday, the whole filling from yesterday, I go to sleep. The normal person, I go to sleep with.
There are much of the army, but the dream of God.
Yeah. What's the custom of putting out the water to make up the
Ketubis? It's not like... Ketubis mitzvah means, so the mitzvah is judged by your whole lifetime. So the more minutes in your life that you put on tefillin is a more bigger key in the mitzvah. Because really, you should be putting, from the second you were bar mitzvah, you should be putting on tefillin for the rest of your life. So obviously it doesn't mean literally, because when you go to sleep. Is that a question of, yeah, but you want to make, after you go to Shemayim, Hashem is going to see how many opportunities you had for us to go. And when you show your minutes, so you made it up. So now you're going to have that same, which is judged by how many minutes in your life you put on film. So when you miss. But at least you'll get... But if anyway, you're not putting on film the whole day anyway, because you're in a room of person on the whole day, so at least let's get the same amount of minutes that I would have done that I put on film every day. So it is. So therefore you can make it up. And you want to make up the amount that you would have done had you put on film. That ain't the whole reason. You didn't put on film when you were sick, or always, something like that. So whatever time you miss, you'll do now. And then at the end of the day, it'll come out, you've got the same amount of minutes as,
But
the Brisker Rav also was saying it based on what we do today also, he's saying the same thing. So it's one of the mitzvah that even though we're not putting it on the whole day, it's still one continuous mitzvah. We don't put it on all day because we can't keep ourselves clean the whole day. Oh. Okay. So that's, what? No, but you're not. Lamaisi, you're not being wearing it because we don't wear tefillin the whole day. So you're not wearing it the whole day anyway. So, but because of this, because you were sick or it was Chol HaMoed, you didn't even do the amount that you normally would do. So at least that you can put an extra on the other day, and then you'll at least be doing the amount that you'll do based on the fact that we're not putting on film the whole day anyway, even though the Iker Chiyuv is the whole day. Then he has a tshuva here on page 21 to Rabbi David Feinstein about Levishas Talis and Tefillin Shetzarach L'Spalo Chodim Shayoy Hayom. Nochel Meis Givros Shuksav Dein Chiluk Lo Hayo Lo Tefillin Talis Tefillin Arachar Baruch Shomar. Say he only got the Talis Tefillin after Baruch Ben Shayoy Lo Tiniach Chodim Shayoy Lo Baruch Talzman Lo Habo Over Las Yosem Meila Hukimo Chodim Shayiniach Shetzarach Lo Baruch. So when should you put on Was you davening very early? it's before the Zman, Mishayachir. So you can't put on talis and tefillin yet. Not talking about the case where, in other words, you just have to daven very early. You're going to be, and then you're going to put a talis and tefillin on later. So is there a difference between if you had the talis and tefillin, you didn't have the talis and tefillin until Baruch Shomar, or Ben Hayulo, Vinich Kodim Shiroi Levarech, Shivarchim Heri Yom, Achi Shtabach Kodim Hakadish. Talazmandel Habahu over Las Yasin, Mela, who can book Kodim Shinich, Shatarach Levarech, Emo Medloish, yeah. So, the Moshe says, every time you're putting on tefillin, every second it's on you, like you're doing a Dodo Maisa. That's like the Gemara in Makkos. If you put on Shatnas, and you keep on and on, every second is another Maisa. Call Raga Raga option, yeah. The boy varach al acha is his man after cuts tuva and him such a over al chiyav brach the vishut says the kodesh in beirich so right shem chay mitzvah lo bracha al chiyav mitzvah kin tzarech levarach acha yishtabach kodem hakadosh. So he says, because when should you make the, you're davening early, so when should you make the bracha?
So when you put on tefillin before the Zman, while you have the tefillin on, the Zman arrived.
Right. So he says, right, so what should you do? So he says, it's never right. This is like Rav Soloveitchik said. Rav Soloveitchik always called it a matir. That the birchas bracha is a matir to do the mitzvah. You don't have to say it like this. You just say it very simply. That there's takanas chazal to make a bracha before a mitzvah. So therefore you should never do the mitzvah before the bracha, because you're being mevatel the takanas chazal. So you could say, hey, I'm not going to, maybe I shouldn't I mean Nimtza Shah Omar Al Khiv Bracha. Shivadak Shim Kai Mitzvah below Bracha, Omar Al Khiv Mitzvah Sabracha the Rabbana, Lakin Sarak Lavarak Achi Yishtabach Kodem Hakadosh. So he says you should make the bracha after Yishtabach.
There
you go. So that's still over the Lazi Yosef. Okay, yeah, still over the Lazi Yosef, continuing to wear it. She gave me Kandira and the Gamshim, Mistatev, Mitzitzis, Kodam Hayom, Sheyor Hayom, Eitzol Hasset Haliso. So if you could put talis that's filling on earlier, you don't have to take it off and put it back on again, because every second it's on you is a new maaser. Also, can change from chazivah maaser in yibracha, but who rat should tzichul to your hecker the kiyum of maaser and came establish who malum lo yikruva. So we have to say that bracha came to bracha. Well, you got to make the bracha as soon as you can possible, because lemaisa, if you're wearing it, say once the zman's filling times and you don't But you already put on the tefillin from before. Right? You put on the tefillin from before. Before this man, before Mishayakim. So when should you make the bracha? Well, you can't make it in the middle of Pesukei Dezimra. Maybe that's a hefsek. Right? So maybe you should wait till after Shmon Esrei. Right? So he says, no, because then you spent so much time having the tefillin on you and no bracha was made. So therefore, you should right after your shtabach. But if you had tefillin and you were lazy to put them on, you have a Mishnah Berurah here? Chelek Aleph. Nun Gimel Sifkat Zayin. It says, in other words, he says here, Eilav Baruch Al Tifat Sisim in Pesukim Zimel Yishtabach Al Ben Yishtabach Yotzer. You should make the bracha on the tzitzis if you couldn't do it before davening between Yishtabach and Yotzer. But the Mishnah Berurah says, Kol Zeh Dafkei Im L'Hayu L'Mi Kodem. V'Yilav Hachi Gam Zeh Oser. If you didn't have the tefillin beforehand, then you can make the bracha now. But if you had it, you have hachi gamzalos. So that's what he's saying. That the higher lo talos of tefillin v'nisatzal melicham nirosh oshel levarach. It's a knas. Nirosh knas al mashin is kavil hafsik bechino. But if it wasn't, if you could have made the bracha before and you didn't, you can't. Then in a Hanami, you'll make the bracha after Shmon Esrei. But if Lamaisa, you had the tefillin and you couldn't make the bracha now because it's too early, so then you should make it as soon as possible, and that's after your shtabach. But if you could have made it before and you dafka didn't, that's.
Okay, you're making the Pesukei Dezimra. You could be chafsik for that Pesukei
Dezimra. He says not to be chafsik. He says you should do it after Yishtabach. Rei Nimsa Sha'avar Hidolvishas Hatzitzis Nekodim Shebir Shavadim Shebikai Bimitzim Lo Barocha Ovar Achim Kintzach Ovar Achach Yishtabach Chodim Akadosh. So what does it mean having the tefillin available? Meaning you could have, it was the ready of his man and you put it on, you didn't make the bracha.
Right.
So you should have made the bracha then, you didn't. So now you can't make it till after Shmon Esrei. But if you couldn't have made the bracha, but you should still put on tefillin, you put on tefillin before, because the assumption was that they weren't going to put on tefillin later. They put on tefillin earlier, even before this man, right? That's the assumption of this tshuva. The only question is when to make the bracha. So he says you should make the bracha as soon as possible. And what is as soon as possible? Because every second you wear tefillin, you didn't make the bracha, you mevatel the chiyuv derabbanan of making a bracha on a mitzvah. So the soon as possible, he says, is after Yishtabach.
Why can't you? But you can make the bracha.
That's what it's mashmer, that you shouldn't. You should only wait till after your shtabach. That's less of an issue. Yeah, right. And then on page 26 and page 27, that's a fascinating idea, that what he says. It's similar to what Rav Salvechik says, but in a different lashon. And he has all the different sheets about how many degrees is Misha Yakir here on 11.8, 13.4, is it 52 minutes? So we had what yesterday? 52 minutes? Yes. But, what? How many minutes? No, between, before Nate's. 52, right? That was 11.8. 11 degrees of Mayor Posen. That was 60? 56. Okay, he has all the sheet that you can check it here on the page. But at 11, what was 11 degrees? That was the that was 56 minutes. And that's what Mayor Posen. 11 degrees? 11.8. Yeah, Tommy, yeah. Okay, because so tomorrow, hopefully, we'll start Chazara. Right? We'll start Chazara tomorrow. So I made the packet already, Chazara packet. And then we'll go straight until we finish Chazara. I mean, we're going to have Sunday shiur. We'll have a Sunday shiur, a regular Sunday shiur. And the Sundays will keep going, you know. And, okay, remember I say, what? Yeah. Okay, so remember I say, I mean, Sunday shiur including this Sunday. The ones after this Sunday will be on the next one. Okay, Max and I arranged for the Shabbos meal so make sure you sign up with Max and if you're here for Shabbos, we'd love to have you here both for the Friday night meal if you're here and for Shalosh Shudas, and we'll announce the specific times best of Shabbos. Right after Chazara. Yeah. What? What? Chazara is when we finish Chazara. In other words,